As of airtime for this radio program, there are stay-home orders in effect in 21 states. Hawaii, Idaho, Vermont, and Wisconsin joined the list yesterday. Colorado's order went into effect at 6 this morning, Mountain Time. Also this morning, Kate Bellino sent us an audio diary. She's a new accounts representative at a First Bank branch in Centennial, Colorado, just outside Denver. Kate's one of the people we're profiling in our series, The United States of Work.
It is 7:19 this morning, and I'm currently getting ready to get to work. I have a letter stating that it's okay for me to be out because I'm going to an essential workplace. We have closed our lobbies. We are taking appointments, 1 to 2 customers at a time, but we're really limiting the amount of people who come into our lobbies other than the employees. My branch's drive-up is still operational, so we are handling transactions through our drive-up, and we're wiping the tubes after every transaction. We are cutting our teams in half, but everybody is still getting paid, which is amazing. Nobody's being laid off. Nobody's worrying about a paycheck. Being on this end of things has been interesting, to say the least. There's a lot of people my age and younger and older who I just don't think are taking this seriously enough. We will all get through this. We just have to put away our selfishness for a little bit. And in the meantime, your banks are still working for you.
That's Kate Bellino at First Bank Colorado, one of the many people still literally on the job while parts of this economy shut down around them. You can share the stories of your coronavirus economy at marketplace.org.